It was an ideal spot, one whose beauties appealed to her, even under the harrowing conditions which had forced her to seek its precarious safety. In another land, and with companions of her own kind, she could well imagine the joy of a fortnight spent in such a sylvan paradise. The thought aroused another. How long would the mucker remain a safe companion? She seemed to be continually falling from the frying pan into the fire. So far, she had not been burned, but with returning strength and the knowledge of their utter isolation, could she expect this brutal thug to place any check upon his natural desires? Why, there were few men of her own station in life with whom she would have felt safe to spend a fortnight alone upon a savage, uncivilized island. She glanced at the man where he lay stretched in deep slumber. What a huge fellow he was! How helpless would she be were he to turn against her? Yet his very size, yes, and the brutality she feared, were her only salvation against every other danger than he himself. The man was, physically, a natural protector, for he was able to cope with odds and dangers to which an ordinary man would long since have succumbed. So she found that she was both safer and less safe because the mucker was her companion. As she pondered the question, her eyes roved toward the slope beyond the opening to the amphitheater. With a start, she came to her feet, shading her eyes with her hand and peering intently at something that she could have sworn moved among the trees far below. No, she could not be mistaken. It was the figure of a man. Swiftly, she ran to Byrne, shaking him roughly by the shoulder. "Someone is coming," she cried, in response to his sleepy query.